Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Jones Productions, truthnews.us, financed a $4,300 scientific phone poll, which again leans against Ron Paul. But I said, I'm going to finance the mainline old-fashioned poll, ask fair questions. Ron Paul won by double-digit leads across the board, except with very conservative voters. And he's still, you know, in some cases 20-22% with the second place, first place being 30-31% Giuliani. Because, again, these aren't really Christian conservative voters. They love Mr. Abortion and the rest of them. But I guess Pat Robertson said he worships him, so, you know, that's good enough for them. But the illustration here is we went and paid for a fair poll, and when they issue the results, they say at the last paragraph, by the way, Ron Paul won the whole major poll, but in one little demographic, he came in the last place. And then that's your news, and that's what the media and the news will run with. And that's what we're illustrating. So, Aaron, continue what you were saying.
Yeah, what we're saying here, for Ron Paul supporters, the big question is the name recognition. That is the one hurdle. We've already demonstrated that these issues, the so-called message, resonates with these people. If we can overcome the name recognition issue, Ron Paul wins in a landslide. He's conservative even amongst the most hardcore conservative and very conservative sub-demographics, which do not match up against the religious question and the GOP in this race. We have these people backing Giuliani, but the other leaders are not necessarily willing to go along with this. They've decided to split that vote and let people go where they're going to go, and they have decided against going with Giuliani because he has no integrity on
social
issues. And
then go through those religious demographics for people that haven't heard them. I mean, he won every religious group, even non-Christian. He won it all, and by the time they're done, they tell you Giuliani's the winner.
Yeah, so let's take a look at these religious questions. They divided into Catholic, Protestant, Jewish, and other, which is all-inclusive and not necessarily a voting block.
Born again and Protestant, Protestants half.
Yeah, they split the Protestant, which is 50% of the vote, between born again and not born again, which, you know, the definition of that's questionable, but splits right into an exact 25% and 25.2%. So Ron Paul has 30.4% of the Catholic vote, well ahead of the Catholic Giuliani at 18.4%. He has the Protestant vote, 33% of that huge 50% voting block.
Whopping.
Giuliani only has 19%, and there's another 14.2% outstanding, still in question. In the Jewish vote, Ron Paul is a strong 17%. Giuliani is ahead there with 20%, but there is a very huge...
That's the only one he lost.
Very huge, 43.5%, still unsure, hasn't decided on anyone, and that's 3% of the religious vote. The other is a larger voting block, 20% of the other category, the all-inclusive, and Ron Paul dominates with 38.6%, his largest religious lead amongst many.
And then he has the coveted black vote. Go to those numbers. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is amazing that we did a fair poll and he's dominating everywhere.
Yeah, so they separate this into wages, gender, do you shop at Walmart, do you have a passport, every conceivable demographic. They divide race into five blocks, white, Hispanic, African-American, Asian, and other. Ron Paul has more than a 30% lead in each of these categories.
He wins all the minorities, ladies and gentlemen, and he won white.
Yes. Freedom. Yeah, that's true.
That's another huge headline right there, folks. We need to use this ammo immediately.
Okay, so the all-inclusive 2% other race group, Ron Paul is 45%. Giuliani only has 6.2%. In the Asian category, he has 40.2%. Giuliani has 30% there. In the African-American black vote, he has 40.5%. Giuliani only has 9%. Only 9% of that vote. In Hispanics, Ron Paul has 34%. Giuliani only has 17%. In the white demographic, he has 31.5%. Giuliani only has 20%.
I mean, dominating. Black voters, white voters, Hispanic voters, on and on and on. We'll give you women and more on the other side. But what did Zogby decide to report on the tiny demographic that Giuliani won in?
It is a big idea, a new world order, In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward the world.
People have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got the head analyst over at Zogby. He's also the director of communications coming up in 20 minutes. I got a couple other news items I want to cover. Aaron, you're going to be back in here with him. By the way, I can't find my copy of the numbers. I think I took it home. Make me another copy. I know these are marked, the ones you've got. Let's scan in your marked ones so people can focus in on the data, too, later. We are talking about the fact that there is massive spin going on in the media against Ron Paul. Evidence by it. We pay for his Zogby poll. We make it fair. We publish the actual poll, you know, the questions that were asked. The people who are runs with this huge gauntlet of questions answered all the questions. And Ron Paul won. Women, blacks, Hispanics, whites, Christian, conservatives, born again, Protestant, Catholic, just on and on and on. Just unbelievable win after win after win. And Zogby decides to write a headline focused in on the one area where Giuliani won. One little demographic of the poll. But at the end they say, oh yeah, by the way, Ron Paul won the general poll all across the board. And surging. But, you know, that's no big deal. So there's a story there. We haven't even got a report out yet ourselves how he won in blacks, women, Hispanics, whites. This is the great unifier. We need to do a story on that. You do a story on it. We can't do it all, folks. Aaron, continue with women. What happened with women?
Some have suggested Ron Paul doesn't have the support of women. But in this national scientific poll, he has 34.7%. of women as compared with 30.8% of male. It's close, but he has more percentage support from women and more were polled as well, which I don't know if that means more women gravitate to the polls.
And military families.
But the point here is that Ron Paul won overall in a national scientific poll with nearly 33%. Giuliani was second with 18.6%. This should be earth-shattering. People should be...
instead they're just saying, first the poll didn't exist, and then Zogby was forced to put out an early report and says, Giuliani, hail him.
But that's why these elections continue to be controlled. It's still name recognition. They won't acknowledge Ron Paul. But what I'm saying is, if Giuliani gets the nomination, third parties may split off from the religious factions.
And his numbers, and Mainline is in the analysis of this, Hillary will win if it's Giuliani or any other Republican. Only Ron Paul can get the liberals and libertarians and the blacks and Hispanics. He will win. If he gets the nomination, folks, it's over. If we have a fair election, he's your president.
Well, absolutely. The religious leaders have said they're going to stay home on election day if Giuliani's the nominee, or they'll run third party, which will always split in favor of the larger party,
the Democrats.
It's a no win for Giuliani. He would be a ringer.
It's real simple. Here's the facts. If Ron Paul doesn't get the nomination, the Democrats win, and they will continue the war, they will continue all the same policies. That's why Ron Paul is so popular when his issues are put out. That's why every time they have a poll where he's on TV, he wins by 80%, 50%. It's always a huge domination. People go, I like that guy. Okay, so we do this poll, show the issues, Ron Paul wins in every demographic but conservatives, but then when they ask conservatives, there's a disparity here, because then they ask the same conservatives who are religious, and they go for Ron Paul.
This is the point Ron Paul's been making the whole election cycle. All the moderates have abandoned the party over the war issue, and now the last vestige of GOP strength, the large religious bloc, is splitting or staying home.
And big money has looked at this. That's why Hillary has gotten more military contributions than all the Republicans and Democrats combined. I know it's more than Republicans combined. Why are the defense contractors going with her? Why are big Republican donors? This has been in the news. Giving to Hillary. Why is Fox News behind her? Why did Fox News get mad at her getting heckled by anti-war protesters and they're calling for violent attacks on them? Because they're guarding their precious. In fact, they had on the screen, Hillary hater. Clinton gets chided in L.A. and they called for violence against them, which was one of the steps towards setting up a dictatorship. So let me boil it down. Only Ron Paul can beat Hillary or any other Democrat, and this proves it. A, if you're a conservative or a libertarian or a liberal who doesn't want the war and doesn't like Hillary, then you better vote for Ron Paul. Period. The other Republicans are all in line. Nothing's going to happen. Okay, B. So number one, Hillary can be defeated by him. Okay, he's got the Democratic women voters, minority voters. He dominates. That's A. B. Then more information needs to be put out. Just a separate story. Because all this is big news. This is important for Ron Paul, important for the country. Ron Paul wins amongst every religious demographic except Jews, and they're 44% undecided, and he came in a close second place against Giuliani on that subject. Okay? So, he wins in every religious demographic, non-Christian, Catholic, Protestant, born again. He wins in every demographic but one. He totally dominates. He dominates with every racial group, male and female. He takes the entire field. No candidate ever has total unification. This is unbelievable. This is what we need. So we've got that happening. And then we have Ron Paul winning with conservatives nationwide when they ask him about his bio separate from name. Okay, so there's also showing the schizophrenia of these so-called conservatives that when it's Giuliani's name, they win. But folks, this is incredible, Aaron.
Look, it's simple. If the mainstream media gave Ron Paul the name recognition coverage that it gives to the other main candidates, he would be a landslide winner. End of story.
And now it's up to you, ladies and gentlemen. I went and spent $4,300 of my meager savings to do this because I knew, I had a gut instinct, and frankly, my instinct's never been wrong. It's starting to scare me. I knew that if I did a scientific poll that was fair, and I knew they'd spin it, actually leans towards the other guys, because I'd read the other polls. Again, they're asking about Mitt Romney, about Giuliani, about other people. Paul Watson, you need to integrate this too. I know I'm flogging the horses here, but this is a key fight. Listen to me carefully. I kept looking at the other polls. And if somebody said Mitt Romney or Giuliani or something else, they would then just ask a few reasonable questions, and then that would be sampled. Because if you hang up, they don't. But if you said Ron Paul in that Zogby poll that was reported, and the poll was released, they would then ask about sexual positions and how you cook rice, and a bunch of other questions that are designed to make you think it's stupid or intrusive and hang the phone up, then Ron Paul's taken out of the sample. And they all do this. They all do basically what they're paid by the big politicos to do, or that big political money doesn't come there. So I stepped up and said, here, I'll pay for a fair poll. I won't even spend it for Paul. I won't even do that. I'll do a fair poll. And we'll remember last week when I threw a fit on air and said I was going to do it? I did it. And Aaron did the work, a lot of it. I commend you, Aaron. And so we went through all this. We got the poll out. I got on the telephone, haggled with these people. Aaron did. We got it out. Ron Paul dominates in 90-plus percent of the areas, wins the overall poll, as Zogby says, and they bury it. That is a big deal. So it's up to you to get the poll results in all the articles we're writing, Kurt Nemo, Steve Watson, Paul Watson, Aaron, and to get them out to the four wins. Aaron?
Yeah, the final point I would make is that Ron Paul is the only true candidate in this election, and our listeners know it. The people in this country are tired of being used. They're not going to be force-fed these candidates, especially Giuliani, on the GOP scope, and that now includes religious right. They didn't wake up for 6 years. They're now awake. They're tired of being used.
And so, in the final summation, what should people do, Aaron?
We had to get Ron Paul's name recognition out there, to the key states.
Well, he's doubled his numbers in New Hampshire and Nevada, and so that's happening right now.
Oh, it's happening. I'm sure it has to do with the donations and everything. I wish I knew the answer. The point is, this poll demonstrates that if you can get the awareness out there of Ron Paul, he's a winner. The vote, the value vote is there, as they say with that conservative poll. He dominates every demographic. He's a winner. He really is a unifier.
I mean, this is like going into the horse stalls before a race, and there's 10 horses, and 9 of them have broken legs and snot running out their noses and flies all over them and can hardly walk. And there's this huge, giant black stallion with, streamlined muscles just snorting. I mean, you know who's going to win. And then we pay for this poll. It's fair. The stallion wins, and then they still trot out a snot-nosed loser and with covered with flies and horse manure and tell us that's the winner.
Well, sometimes the mean ones do their bidding. I don't know.
Man, we got this pollster coming on, so we appreciate him coming on. So we'll find out what happens. Aaron, take a 10-minute break, do some more research, and we're going to have you in here with this individual coming up. Thank you, sir.
Great, thanks.
Okay. Let me read this to you. This shifts gears into the how. They got talking points to say Ron Paul supporters are terrorists, liberals are terrorists, anti-war are terrorists, beat them, kill them, taser them, attack them, ban them, get them, stop them, they're treasonous, they've got to be grabbed. Use the military on them. The talking point continues. Fox host says dissenters should be tased. Kilmeade laments that people who confront politicians aren't beaten to a pulp. So just standing up as your First Amendment, saying, hey, I disagree with you. They do that in the House of Commons. That's a sign of Anglo-Saxon common law. And it goes back to Mount Sinai and Moses, where anybody could stand up and argue and have debates. No. They say tase them and beat them to a pulp. Kilman laments that people who confront politicians aren't beaten to a pulp. That's a quote. As establishment continues to sell war on anyone who disagrees with their tyranny. During a discussion about the Code Pink member heckling Hillary Clinton in a recent event, Fox News host Brian Kilmeade said that people who confront politicians are threatening. See, speech is threatening. And should be tased or, quote, beaten to a pulp. As the establishment media continues to sell the idea that anyone who disagrees with authority should be brutally punished. A segment on the Fox and Friends morning show yesterday turned into an opportunity for Kilmeade to share his dictatorial fetish that dissenters be dealt with in a proper manner, as footage aired on Clinton's heckler began removed from the event by security. They should tase this guy. See, it's about your behavior. It's punishing you. They should tase this guy, quote, Kilmeade says. At one point, when security's so high and tension's on edge, see, because of the terrorists, we've got to use, see, we're the terrorists. They've even said it now. Don't you think they're going to get, to the very least, tasered or beaten to a pulp by somebody? These people look. And he goes on. Somehow the printer cut that off. Oh, these people look threatening, he said. See, oh, you look threatening. I better beat you to a pulp. I mean, this is amazing. They're making their move because they know we see them. We know who they are now. They want to get violent with us.
Ted Anders for Midas, November 20th, 2007. Gold, $793.30. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $817.33, $402.85 for half, $201.43 for quarter. That's $817.33, $402.85, and $201.43. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its $1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $29 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
All right, it gets even worse in his Fox piece. And then the story Paul wrote, Dershowitz comes out and says, don't tell me torture doesn't work. The Nazis did it. It works quite well. Let me actually read you the actual quote here. If that was not good enough for the Nazis to torture the political foes, then it's good enough for us, as Harvard professor Alan Dershowitz made clear in the Wall Street Journal last week. There are some, this is a quote, there are some who claim that torture is a nonsense because it never works. It only produces false information, wrote Dershowitz in the Wall Street Journal. This is simply not true, as evidenced by the many Decent members of the French Resistance who, under the Nazi torture, disclosed the locations of their closest friends and relatives. Wonderful. Forget about the antiquated Geneva Conventions. Let's use what the Nazis did as a role model for how to conduct ourselves and see where it gets us. Because that's what they're calling for. They're calling for arrest, violence. And this is one of the key things. Our government has an official blueprint that they teach third world countries how to set up tyranny. By the way, our story has now made it in Reuters, and there's massive spin. Oh, no, this is the other story. Okay, yeah. I'm going to be covering that later coming up. Let's just play the Fox show where they talk about beating people to pulp and how they need to be tasered because they look threatening. See, now you need to be punished for free speech. Here it is.
Saturday night, Hillary Clinton was heckled by a Code Pink anti-war demonstrator. You know, what's up with these people? I thought that they favored the Democrats.
You sound a little like Seinfeld when you said that. What's with these people?
Oh. It wouldn't be because I watched any of the shows recently, unfortunately, because he's not on the air anymore. But anyway, this anti-protester shouts out to Hillary. I don't understand why they go up against the Democrats. Didn't this happen to President Clinton recently as well?
Yeah, it did. It happened to a lot of them, and she was one of the three candidates who responded to the invitation to go out to Los Angeles and give their policy on global warming. Here's the heckle as it happened.
Get done through the Senate. Were you invited to speak here this afternoon? Anyway, as I was saying, we need to elect more Democrats because our obstacle to getting anything through the Congress is the filibuster rule in the Senate. That means we've got to get...
She should just have stopped talking because nobody's listening at this point. They're all watching as that man surrounded...
They should tase this guy.
...taken outside, handcuffed. Why would they tase him? He's not resisting arrest.
Yes, he is.
Then he was put in a car. It is not, however, clear if arrested. What I find interesting about the Code Pink people is, for instance...
I find them interesting about them.
Well, yeah. At these, the Senate and House committee hearings when they have somebody's going to talk in front of a group of people, and the people who are wearing the shirts that say Code Pink on them, you can pretty much count on them at some point standing up and heckling. I mean, look at Connie Rice a couple of
Bill
weeks
Clinton
ago.
Too,
yeah.
and John Kerry. They're going after everybody. And here's the thing. I mean, where do they get off doing this, and why do they think they're going to continue to be politely escorted out? At one point, with security so high and tensions on edge, don't you think they're going to get, at the very least, tased or beaten to a pulp by somebody who goes, these people look threatening? They don't look threatening?
Now, you hear the news, and remember, the Homeland Security's had parties on C-SPAN 424 saying it's getting everybody ready for torture and the rest of it. This is all admitted. And see, now Fox, CNN, Glenn Beck, let's use the army against Ron Paul supporters. They're terrorists. Let's arrest people. Let's go get Lou Rockwell. The public doesn't trust us anymore. It's their fault. They're in bed with Islamic fascists. The anti-war people are terrorists. And see, you just heard it. Let's beat them to a pulp. Pretty soon, they're not going to... Do they just think they can continue to do this? They're going to get tased and beaten to a pulp. It's a threat saying you're going to get beaten to a pulp. You're going to get tased if you go do this, which is total Americana. You can't get any more American than people disrupting, getting in faces, standing up, speaking out. Now, they can be escorted, they have all these town hall meetings that it's come out were fake for Democrats and Republicans, where they take your driver's license number and make you sign a form saying that you're for the president and aren't going to heckle. And then they have a TV, the town hall, let's hear what the public say. And then they have demonstrations of support when Bush comes into town and anyone with a No Blood for Oil sign or a shirt that says peace is arrested. Unpermitted marches are allowed, but not if you're against the war, but we're 80% of the public. We're the majority, and Fox News gets up there that's supporting Hillary, by the way, and giving your money, and the big money and the big Republican donors are giving 2-1 to Hillary, big defense contractors are. Do you understand if there's any mainline conservatives that still support Bush and Fox? Don't you understand they're going to put Hillary in? They're already appointing people from the Clinton White House and the Pentagon and the White House. They're already putting them in at the State Department, saying they're getting ready for transition. As far as the White House and Republicans see, there's no election. Hillary's in. Period. Do you understand me? Do you read me? I want you to get this through your heads. You have been suckered. You have been scammed. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
You wear a seatbelt in your car. At home, you lock the doors. How about when you use your cell phone? How do you protect yourself? EMFs, or electromagnetic frequencies, act like an invisible pollution that surrounds us every day. Studies link EMFs to many ailments, from stress to depression, anxiety, decreased mental performance, lower immune system function, and other impaired states of health. More than ever, we are fatigued, sick, emotionally depleted, and generally stressed out. Have you ever thought about the impact on your health from exposure to EMFs using your cell phone? Studies show that 30 minutes a day on a cell phone over the span of 1 year is equivalent to sticking your head in a microwave for 30 minutes. Installing the BioPro cell phone chip utilizes patented noise field technology to block harmful EMF pollution. Still not convinced? Go to electropollution.org right now to purchase the extremely affordable BioPro cell chip. It attaches easily to the outside of your phone. Educate and protect yourself at electropollution.org.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown.
Ladies and gentlemen, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. We go and cover Bilderberg Group meetings in, of course, Ottawa, Canada, and Istanbul, Turkey. We show you the global elite. We have their internal documents from the 50s where they set up the European Union. Now, Judicial Watch has sued, gotten their other documents where they're planning to set up the North American Union. And then it goes into their larger master plan, how all their founding members were top eugenicists and how they want to have a global government to carry out eugenics policies on a planetary scale. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement is now available on DVD at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You can watch it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. Download your copy. Also, it went as high as number one documentary 2 weeks ago on Amazon, total of number 18 on all Amazon charts. So it's doing quite well, and I thank you all for that. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I also executive produced Loose Change Final Cut that just now came out and showing in sporadic theaters around the country and also available on DVD. Not on Amazon, but only PrisonPlanet.com and LooseChangeTheFinalCut.com. So be sure and get those stocking stuffers now. Give them early. Give people this information. And I do authorize you with Endgame to make copies for nonprofit educational purposes because this information is so powerful. The toll-free number to order is 888-253-3139. Now, our guest is Fritz Wenzel, and he is the head of communications at Zogby International, and he's also one of their chief analysts there, like statisticians or people that go through the poll numbers, and we appreciate him coming on the broadcast today. It's a great honor to have you.
Oh, glad to be here.
Fritz, reading this Zogby poll, Giuliani leads among Republicans in latest blind bio survey, but in other polls you've done and others have done, here's one, Romney wins straw poll at Values Voters Summit. CNN thought it was enough to be in the next paragraph, I mean, right in the front of the story, that Ron Paul got 15% or third place. Well, among people that call themselves evangelicals, people that call themselves, well, I mean, use the technical term, born again or Protestant. I mean, he got whopping numbers here. Isn't that more newsworthy? I mean, why did you guys stick Giuliani up on the top?
Well, because the bottom line number shows that Giuliani leads among nationwide likely Republican primary voters. I mean, he's in the lead, 34% for Giuliani, 22 for Thompson, 22 for Romney, and 13 for Ron Paul. So you lead with the guy who's in the lead. That's how we do this. And there is no question that Ron Paul at 13% in a percentage basis is making a big leap forward. I mean, this is a guy who 3 months ago was down at 1%, 2%, and now he's in the double digits. He's got a pocket full of money now, and having raised $4.2 million in one day on the Internet, and he is a force to be reckoned with now. I think that's why you've seen Romney's numbers stalled and Thompson's numbers stalled, because he is taking a big bite out of that conservative wing, that conservative group of voters who are going to decide who the next Republican nominee is going to be.
I have looked at his trend, and we've got the congressman on tomorrow, and I've interviewed him probably 100 times over the years, but he's saying that if their trajectory continues the next month and a half towards Nevada and, of course, New Hampshire and other places, that he could win, and your boss, Mr. Zogby, on Fox last week said that Ron Paul could win. Can you give us your take on that?
Well, I think my boss is exactly right. we talk about these things, and we come to very much the same conclusion. Ron Paul is on a very positive trajectory, and what we see happening behind the scenes here is that you've got this pool, and everyone knows who pays attention, that we have this group of Republicans who are just not satisfied with any of the front runners, and they're looking around, and you've got 16 or 17% undecided in most national polls. In some state polls, it's higher than that.
Can't we say that Ron Paul and GQ and a lot of others are saying that Ron Paul is now a first-tier candidate?
Well, you can draw the tier lines anywhere you want, but he's certainly moving into the top tier if he isn't there already. I mean, he's long since passed John McCain, and I still hear people referring to McCain as a top-tier candidate. So by those standards, sure, but I'm not the one to really make that call.
Well, as more Republicans drop out, I think we're only going to see Paul's numbers go up.
Well, look at the others who are left. You've got Brownback out now, but you've got Tancredo, who is saying a lot of the same things that Ron Paul's talking about. You've got Duncan Hunter saying much the same things, particularly on immigration, that Ron Paul's talking about. So he does stand to gain. Now, remember, these guys are going to drop out probably because they're only pulling, you know, 1%, 2% support.
And they can't raise money to even have an office.
Well, yeah, there are too many, competitors for that same conservative vote.
Would you say Ron Paul has hit the zeitgeist? Because everywhere I go, talk radio everywhere, on the street, wherever I fly in the country, bumper stickers, signs, Ron Paul, Ron Paul, and it seems to be intensifying.
It is, and he's got the benefit. He's really actually in a very good position right now.
Has he hit the zeitgeist?
Well, I don't see that yet. I think you got to see him move a little bit higher before you start using those terms. But here's why his timing is almost perfect. He's moving up. He's getting this media attention that you're talking about, but it's not so early that he's going to get a big backlash of negative attention before people actually have to start voting. 6 weeks, 8 weeks out before an election is about the time, if you're going to make a big move from the back to the front, that's when you want to make it. And he's right on schedule.
Is this shaping up to possibly be a perfect storm for Ron Paul?
It could be. He's making all the right moves. He's moving in the right direction at about the right time. So the poll numbers are indicating he's moving into the top tier. He's not quite there yet, I wouldn't say. But he's certainly moving in the right direction
at a
time when other candidates are not moving.
We're talking to the head spokesman for Zobby International, Fritz Wenzel, and I really appreciate him coming on. The website is zogby.com, ZOGBY.com. Fritz, I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions now as fast as possible, just short answers. If you can't understand, there really is no short answer to all of this. And not that I'm a polling scientist, but I read what all these scientists and experts say. And that clearly, and I think the questions you ask about some of the major websites that some of these people don't even use or rarely use, that phone polling does target predominantly less technological people who are older, people who get their news mainly from the old line dinosaur media, and then obviously the internet, and that's now the majority of people, skews towards Ron Paul. So we're sampling in a crowd that historically wouldn't know about Ron Paul. So I mean, can you talk about that, or are you denying that?
No, I don't deny that at all, that there is that element, but that's only part of the story. The true story is we're still able to get a complete, full sample that is representative of the American adult and the American likely voter, and that includes all age groups. Now, is it harder today than it was 5 years ago? Yeah. Is it harder? Will it be harder in 5 years than it is today? Yes, because
so you claim you're increasing it. I mean, I believe you're doing, because I've seen the numbers, that you're trying to increase your sample to make it be more representative. But then, how do you explain where you have IP computer polls, where it is one vote per computer, or you have text message voting, where it's one person, and they hear his message, and, you know, in some cases he's winning by 80%. On average, he's getting 35%, and the next guy's getting 28. I mean, he's been winning every poll but one Fox poll, and then the old line polling industry says, oh, no, you don't want to use one of them newfangled automobiles. Stay with the horse and buggy. And I understand you guys are adapting. You do internet polls. I'm not saying that. What I'm stating is that this claim that there's nothing scientific, I mean, there may be a higher, you know, a level of error, let's say 10%. Still, Ron Paul keeps winning when it's the internet, and they claimed it was, you know, people with spy bots out spamming. I mean, you know, did these bots put a 4 point plus 2 million?
Well, that's a good point, but we have been polling on the internet for 9 years now, and what we've done over those years is we've been able to develop a methodology that very closely approximates what actual voters do in actual voting booths. And the proof in the pudding was last year when we polled 19 U.S. Senate races, state-by-state races, using the Internet. We got every one of those 19 within the margin of error. We identified 18 of the 19.
Oh, I know polling winners. Works very well.
So that said, you need to understand that the internet polling methodology has to closely identify and properly represent whatever voting universe you're going to be trying to poll. And I don't know what other internet polls are doing or saying about Ron Paul. I can tell you that ours is as accurate as anybody's because that's our experience.
Why did Mr. Zogby say that Ron Paul could win New Hampshire?
Because he's got the momentum. He's moving in the right direction now. He's got a lot of money in his pocket. And those two things, momentum and money, are very important. And he's moving up. People are getting to know him. They're getting to know his positions, and he's doing all the right things right now.
Talking to Fritz Wenzel, and he is the director of communications for Zogby International, one of their top analysts. Fritz, I was talking to you off air. We're talking about, hey, look, he's won the women, he's won the men, he's won the blacks, Hispanics, he's won all the religious groups, but Jews came in a healthy second there. My point is, I'm not saying that he would win with Democrats, but clearly he'll get a bigger piece of Democrats than these other Republicans that are, very unpalatable to Democrats. I know all these liberal homes out here where my office is have got Ron Paul signs in them. So my point is, Ron Paul is anti-war. What they sent the Democrats to Congress for, they haven't done. Their approval rating at 11%, as you know, in Gallup. We have all this happening. As a statistician, you're saying, give us your take. Wouldn't Ron Paul be a stronger candidate than the other Republicans with just these numbers we have against Hillary?
Well, among Democrats, yes, he would be a much stronger candidate than any of the other three. Why that is, it's hard to say. You've identified some of the reasons. He is anti-war, and the majority of Democrats are anti-war. He has some other ideas and policies and stances on issues that are more attractive to Democrats, particularly conservative Democrats. Even among independents, he's a far and away a more attractive candidate. But you have to remember, we're comparing Ron Paul with Romney, Giuliani, and Thompson. And when Democrats make that choice of those four candidates, Ron Paul is far and away the best possible option.
And so out of Republican horses in the race, Ron Paul would be the best horse to put up against Hillary.
Well, we don't know that because
you know that's a no-brainer. You just said
no. We didn't measure that. I can't say that because
that's it. I'm buying another one. I'm going to buy another poll. Okay. now this is addictive. Now let me expand on this though. In this election, isn't it really just people are sick of people waffling and changing positions? Isn't that what's most attractive? That's what I hear from the people, just talking to the public and going on hundreds of other shows myself, that a lot of Democrats say, fine, he's against abortion. Fine, he's conservative. I don't care. The guy at least doesn't change what he says.
Well, that's always been an attractive thing. Look back to the era of Reagan. That's one of his qualities that people remember and admire the most. He just called it the way it was, the evil empire, etc., tear down this wall. It's the sort of straight talk, even if it's not what people want to hear necessarily or the media wants to hear necessarily. When people talk, give it to you straight, at least you know where they stand. That's a very important quality for a politician, especially today when so few people have confidence in their government to do what they say they're going to do.
Well, all the scientific polls show this, because I read them every day, that we've never since the last realignment, since polling began in the last 100 years, seen such a bipartisan disenfranchisement with the system, with Congress, again, depending on which poll you look at, between a 10 and 12% approval rating. Can you give us your take on this unprecedented situation? And it appears that it's accelerating downward, and I even see pundits in the media panicking.
Well, I don't know what the pundits are doing, but I can tell you that this, you're exactly right when you talk about the disenfranchisement in terms of the feelings of Americans. They do not believe that Congress is A, able to listen to them or willing to listen to them, and B, able to fix the major problems facing America. They see a major problem in our health care system. They tell us that's one of the biggest issues. They tell us they see a major problem with the immigration of illegals to America. And the war. Yeah, they just do not see government as an agent of positive change. And when we ask them, so what do you want in a president, the number one quality they name is a competent manager.
Okay, let's go to Aaron Dykes. He's in studio here with us. He's got some comments and questions for you, sir.
Go ahead.
Mr. Wendell, I have a question along the lines of disenfranchisement. It's clear that the mainstream media reinforces the candidates it sort of selects. I mean, we've known Giuliani and Hillary
self-fulfilling prophecy
front runners for over 4 years. My question is, as those TV numbers go down and people drop out of the mainstream media, are they reinforcing themselves on the internet? And is there any projection of some sort of raw numbers of voting blocks on the internet who may not be picked up by telephone polls? And how does the pollster reconcile that idea?
Well, there are certain demographics that are harder to get on telephone polling. But listen, remember, our pool involves millions and millions and millions of people. So it's much more difficult today for us to get a valid, accurate representation of the voting public on the telephone, but we can still do it, and it's still relatively easy. It's going to get harder and harder. That's why we've developed this interactive polling technology that is it's almost exactly opposite, because you have a lot more users that are younger on the internet and a lot older users on the telephone. So in some cases, we even use hybrid polling, where we do some on the phone, some on the internet, and connect. But clearly, the way communication with the likely voters is changing, you've got to change with the times.
Well, what about this? I mean, I've seen Scientific National University polls, a whole bunch of them, where people who aren't on the web can't find the U.S. on a map, people above 64, the vast majority didn't know what year 9/11 happened. We have higher incomes, we have higher test scores, higher IQs on the internet, so we almost see a splitting of people.
Well, that may be true, and it may also have an impact in certain congressional races, for instance. But we're talking about a race for president here, where you're getting turnouts at 70-75% of the registered voters, and that means you're going to get people. You're going to get people to the polls who couldn't tell what state's right next to them.
So, Mr. Wenzel, stay there. Final segment with you. We're very appreciative of you spending time with us today. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps, as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. monasterymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Fritz Wenzel is our guest. He's the head of communications, the director of that at Zogby International, Zogby.com. And we're very thankful for him spending time with us today, talking about the poll I commissioned there last week that's gotten quite a few headlines. You can now read their take on it at Zogby.com. Look, in closing here, I wanted to ask you, because you're an expert on this, exit polls. Until about 10 years ago, and I've studied the history of this, and I've seen studies on it, generally they were pretty accurate, down to 4 or 5%. Now, magically, with these electronic voting machines with no record and their own executives going public and people saying they were hired to rig it and all the cases of it being caught and HBO specials, now, magically, in these key races, in some areas it's not matching up. And so you say your numbers in the Senate races were matching up with the machines, but some of those cases, it wasn't matching up with the exit polls. I mean, A, do you agree with that, or I mean, B, what's going on?
Well, exit polls are increasingly problematic, and it's a function of the changing way that we do vote. Some of that has to do with machines, but more of it really has to do with the early voting that is now a widespread practice across the country. So the people you're capturing voting on election day at the polls is a certain demographic, but you're missing all those people, the 30, 35, sometimes 40 or 50% who vote away from the polls. In the state of Oregon, for instance, there aren't even polls to go to anymore. So you're missing this group of voters who 30 days ahead of an election may be able to cast a vote, and you never capture those people because they're not at the polls, so they won't be included in an exit poll, and that's the biggest problem, and that is a new trend from the last couple of presidential elections.
Old Scotland said it doesn't matter who casts the ballot, it's who counts them. I think from this interview, the one thing we really do wholeheartedly agree on, and tell me if I'm wrong, Mr. Wenzel, and that's that there is revolution, change, realignment happening, record numbers of people not trusting the media, the government, the whole system, and because we see the system ignoring the will and the Constitution. You get 80-plus percent against the war, 91% against open borders. They don't care. Both parties circle the wagons against us. Do you agree with that?
Well, and the other thing you see is record low confidence in the Congress of the United States to be able to effectively address these problems. It's a tremendous vote of no confidence in the Congress of the United States, and to a lesser degree for the president. I mean, you have about a quarter of Americans saying the president is doing a good job in office. That's not what you want to get as a president.
We've got 60 seconds. Aaron, any final comments to our guest?
I'm just personally curious to see what the projection of internet realignment may mean in the future, not so much this upcoming presidential race.
There's no doubt, is there, sir, that we're seeing an acceleration of internet realignment?
Oh, absolutely. I think you're seeing a lot more people go to the web. You're seeing, obviously, what you had with Ron Paul, the fundraising, the campaigning in total is going to the web, and it's going to have a dramatic effect. We don't know exactly how much of an effect, but it's going to be big.
It's definitely accelerating.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, this has been a very interesting interview. Fritz Wenzel, I appreciate you coming on from Zogby International. And you can collate the data how you wish. We're looking at it the way we see it. And thank you for coming on.
You bet. Take care, guys.
All right, bye-bye. Ed Asner's coming up next. A bunch of police state news as well. This is Vital Transmission Against Tyranny. Stand by.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.